What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, so what's a bad day look like at your job? Like, there are some jobs you have a bad day, or maybe you have a job where you're like, I don't care if I have a bad day. I don't like the place I work, and I don't care if I do a good job for them.
Yeah,
other places, yeah. It's going to be very public. Like, when we have bad days, it's right out in front of everyone. Now, the good thing is, our bar is so low, it's sometimes hard for you to tell when...
It can be.
When we're having a bad day, you're like, well, boy, you said it was a bad day for you. And I thought it sounded exactly the same, which is always pretty disheartening.
There are lots of different bad days in radio, though. Like, we can just be terrible on the air. But there's also cardboard box day at radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
Those are always bad days.
Yeah. You mean where people are losing their jobs in mass?
Yeah. Where it's like, well, we got to cut out 10 people today. Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, well, let me go get in my car and leave before they find me.
Cardboard box day, I think, is very relatable for anyone who works in an office type setting.
Mm-hmm. But what about just a bad day, like when you mess up at your job? What's the worst? Doctor? Like that one, someone's...
Yeah, you don't want a bad day then.
I mean, that's an extreme version.
Police, yeah.
Police, version. Fire.
Firefighters.
Anything where anybody's life is at stake.
Truckers, when their trucks tip over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sucks. Boy.
Yeah.
Or just even, less devastating, but super, like when they get caught in a position where we thought, like maybe somebody thought they could make the turn and now it's hung up somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When the power goes out and you try to see your way around at the fireworks factory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's bad.
Bad day.
Especially if you're trying to use a lighter.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
If you're the finger on the button of the nuclear warhead.
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't have a bad day. You're not allowed.
That is bad.
You are not allowed.
Well, a friend of mine was at a funeral yesterday, and the clergy member who was leading it, I believe it was a priest, had a rough day. Now, we've been to funerals, I think everyone has, where the person leading the funeral service didn't know the deceased.
Mm-hmm. I've been to one of those.
Yeah,
I don't care for that.
It's awkward. It's awkward. It's much better to me, for anyone in that position, to just admit they didn't know them.
Yeah.
Or barely knew them. Than to reference Urkel.
For instance. It's just not,
Just a crazy example.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my friend was at the church for the funeral, and it was a full church, like packed. Pastor relatively new. The family has gone to that church for quite a while, but the pastor is new.
Oh, no. They didn't get the good old guy.
Couldn't bring him back.
No, they got the new person.
The victory lap.
No.
Not great. Mispronounced the lady's name.
That's the thing you can't do.
And kept talking about her huge cat that she loved. Except... she had a really tiny cat, and everybody who knew her knew that she always loved her tiny little runt cat that she called. So they just got everything wrong.
Okay.
That's pretty bad. That's a bad day, because that family's gonna hate you to a degree.
Well, yeah.
Or at the very least, you'll be the reason that they talk about that day for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And talk about why that person was bad.
Mm-hmm.
You've certainly got to get the name right. You can't goof that up.
Somebody said, this text came in. We were at the funeral for our friend Denny Hamilton. And the pastor kept referring to him as Denny Hamlin, who is a NASCAR driver.
I mean, you could see how that could get into a head.
At one point, some of the relatives in attendance stood up and said, "It's Hamilton. I don't think you know what you're saying. Denny Hamlin is a race car driver." And people started to laugh because it kind of relieved the pressure that had built up in the room. Because every time it happened, everybody's like, geez, he said Denny Hamlin again.
That's all.
Yeah. The pastor laughed. But later in the day, and probably until forever, they're kicking their own ass. about that.
They should be.
Well, it sucks to find out that you screwed up, but it really sucks to find out while you're still giving, you know, the presentation or whatever you want to call it in front of everybody for somebody to say, hey, it's not his name.
Yeah, you have to immediately.
Would you rather find
that
out after or during?
During.
I would rather during. So I had a chance to say, I'm really sorry, everybody. I know the right name. I don't even know why that was happening.
We were just talking about the show Hacks. Mm-hmm. If you have not watched Hacks, you have to watch it. I believe it's on Apple TV.
HBO Max.
HBO Max. And it is hilarious. There's a funeral scene, though, and the lead character finally steps up. She's not really even supposed to be at the funeral. She's only knows the person by association. But the person who's leading the funeral is like, anybody want to come up and say a few things? And it's crickets, even though this person who passed is a wonderful person.
Yeah.
So the lead character stands up. She's like, come on. This isn't how you do it. You got to point to people and be like, Greg, how did you know the deceased? Tell us the drunkest you've ever seen him.
Yes.
And they just start going around and telling stories. And before you know it, people are laughing. That's what I would want. Yeah. I would want to be interrupted to be told, look, you're trying, but this is how you got to do it. Or this is how you pronounce their name.
Yeah. Ugh. That is, to me, that's what a funeral should be. I've been to three funerals where instead of the sort of stodgy service, it's been, hey, tell us something that makes you smile about the deceased.
Yeah.
And some people told wonderful, heartwarming stories. Some people told funny stories. And every time I've been at that, I've left thinking, this is what I hope happens.
Yes.
For me.
Please.
So I'll be fine because I'll probably die first out of this group and you guys will all roast me. So that'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. We've all given each other permission to do that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Like, when does it start? Like, as soon as, like, the text comes, hey, Free Beer is dead. Like, all right, let's talk about how greasy his hair was or whatever you've been holding back on.
You know.
Yeah, probably.
What, you think we've been holding back? You think that?
Well, I don't know why I'd possibly think that now that you say it, Steve. What would possibly give me any indication that you guys have been holding back?
I would probably look at it like a night show. Like, I would want to save the fresh material for your actual service and funeral. And then after that, I'd bring it to the air. Like, there's an order.
I appreciate
of things,
that.
You
know? You don't want to have it be.
Yeah. Then you want to go, hey, useless. Remember when Steve said this at the funeral? That was hilarious. Let's talk about that more.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm going to let the guys take care of the jokes and then I'm going to take care of your wife.
Mm-hmm. See,
I'm going to make sure that she's okay. It wouldn't even, you know, that's what I start to think about. I'm like,
keep your tongue in your pants.
Do I want to make jokes about Free Beer? Do I just want to make sure his wife's okay? Mm-hmm. Make sure she's
keep her tongue really in her nice. Own pants.
Yeah, yeah. Make
sure this one
lasagna's okay.
I work at a gun store. The bad days we have are when the ATF shows up for inspection. Even if we're doing everything right, it's just a pain in the ass. I bet that is.
Mm-hmm. That would be. It's very stressful, too.
Will the funerals of show members be a live event, or will it be only for fancy idiots? To be determined.
Well, if we die in the last, or if we die in our funerals on the last Monday of the month, then it'll be a VLAN for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's only annual fancy idiots. So.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah, trying to keep things small and intimate.
Something to keep in mind.
One of us died before the Grand Rapids night show. You know, we could do the funeral in Grand Rapids and then
on
party.
Stage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just do it as a full-on wake.
Yeah, exactly.
Do 2 hours.
Yes.
Have guests. Sure.
But put my urn like in my spot at the table.
And maybe have a bunch of random recordings of you and then we can just kind of play that. Yeah. What do you think, Maitland's urn?
Let
suck
me
my
out!
Butt.
Yeah. My chickpea's glistening.
I would like a casket with a flag draped over it, but a flag of my own design.
Okay.
Yeah.
This text, I'm a therapist and a bad day can range from going to the ER to getting punched in the face, depending on the mood of the client.
Dang.
I never even thought about that. You think about dealing with just hearing other people's problems and some of the trauma that they might be experiencing.
I think about that every time I'm at therapy. God, I feel bad for you. This is what you deal with all day. You deal with me, but like times another seven of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 I've talked to therapists who have had knives pulled on them. Guns pulled on them where they've had to do interviews for prisoners or whatever to get a psych evaluation. Wow. That's wild.
When my mom died, we had a priest who didn't know mom. And the priest had a Spanish accent. So when he said, Nancy lived the Yankees, since she was 6 years old. We all started laughing so hard, and they had no idea why. Kelly in New Jersey, go Yankees.
Yankees.
She lost the Yankees.
Oh, no, this man writes, I'm a trash man. The bad day for me was when I picked up a dumpster and the bottom fell out with yards of dead chickens going everywhere.
Oh, no.
Ew, that's so nasty.
Yikes. That's awful.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Very, very bad. At my grandma's funeral, the Southern Baptist preacher kept asking, hey, is everybody happy today? What are you, a club DJ?
What?
You having a good time? Let me see those drinks. Group social for grandma.
Yeah. Hands in the air.
Horn. Yeah. What are you doing? This one, there's a lot of equipment to clean when people die where I work. Where do you work?
A person butchery.
Maybe the morgue?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
They Horatio's would have autopsy palace.
This text, I'm an old guy who's had his share of bad work days. As a young guy, I drove an oil truck and flipped it on its side on the road and got hit head on by a car coming the other way. The other person was injured but survived. I got a pretty sweet concussion and a ticket for being in the wrong lane. The company got sued and eventually went out of business after the settlement. Ooh, my brother is a trucker, over-the-road trucker. Followed GPS to a residential area, and the trailer snagged a transformer.
Oh, boy. That wasn't an easy fix.
Shut off power to the community and couldn't get the truck out, and so everybody had the time to come out and tell him how much they hated him.
And then Bumblebee was late for the mission.
Two for two. You still got me from Horatio's autopsy palace.
Yeah, I didn't give it time to breathe. I apologize. But I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
Trevor in Kokomo. Trevor, what was your bad day at work? What did that look like?
Can you guys hear me all right?
We sure can.
All right, cool. I'm on my Bluetooth headset, so.
You're good. It sounds perfect.
Yeah. So I work for a trash company also. I don't know if I can say the name, but I don't really care.
Okay.
I work for GFL.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I run a roll-off truck, so it's the ones that have the big dumpsters on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. that you normally see at like a construction site.
Okay, sure. Like
and,
the truck that delivers the dumpster, right?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Delivers and retrieves. So, yeah. Okay.
So I had to deliver a can to a car dealership, and I pull up to this car dealership. The guy tells me where he wants it. I start raising the bed, letting the can roll off, and the cable that holds the can on snaps and the can slides off the back end of the truck and right into a brand new Corvette.
Oh no. Oh, that's on him. He shouldn't have had you put the dumpster next to a new Corvette.
What is that call back to the office like? Hey guys, funny story.
Okay.
So you're the time that calls
you're the boy who cried wolf.
Okay. Yeah.
So they didn't believe you?
I messed with them a lot, and I called them and was like, hey, guys, just to let you know, I hit a Corvette with a dumpster. And they're like, oh, you know, stop messing with us, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, like, for real, like, I'm talking to the manager right now. He wants to talk to you guys.
Yeah, he's going to offer us a great deal on a new Corvette.
Yeah.
I mean, I think somebody was going to buy it because they had just taken off all of the stickers.
It was about to be delivered, so to speak. Person was sad.
Oh, man.
Holy moly.
They had probably waited months for that.
That is awesome.
Trevor,
Thank you.
I'm assuming insurance covered that and everything just kind of worked out.
I would imagine. But still,
dang,
what a
gosh!
Drag.
I wonder who's covered it. Probably the dealerships, right?
Probably the dumpster. It's their cable that snapped. Yeah, I mean, they dropped a dumpster onto it.
I mean, it's just a matter of car there.
Whose property it? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? The only victim was the poor person who was buying it that day. Who had then?
Yeah, imagine getting that
got,
call.
They probably got a deal.
I mean, maybe.
Okay, I'll take it, but for $6,000, it's totaled. All right, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, where did I wonder how badly it crushed it.
Yeah, was it enough to total it, or did they just fix it? And it had never been titled before, yeah. So it's brand new.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This one, a bad day at my job? I'm a horse dentist. I go to work, the horses in the feed office, and those are the days that I normally get bit or kicked. Do horses bite a lot?
I bet if you're trying to pull the tooth,
I bet,
do.
Yeah, if they're, you're trying to do dental work on them.
Yeah, that was a dumb question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Yeah.
When your hand's in their mouth all the time, they're probably more prone to biting.
Yeah. Do you think you get more paper cuts at the cardboard factory?
All right, I get
it. I don't know.
Got any other brain busters for us?
Probably. I didn't know I had that one until a second ago.
Brain buster. Oh, man.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.